Percival Overbury is where we start. You may not have heard of him, and very possibly you didn't know him, but you're going to know him now. Percival Overbury died at the age of 96 in a nursing home in Stroud. Now, a series of tragedies, unfortunately, meant that he was left alone after his first and his second wife, his two children and his brother all died before him. He had no will and no next of kin. So it is a really sad story. But the search for his roots has made Percival's name and his story really a standout case from the new series of the BBC's Air Hunters.
Sometimes when you're working a case, it doesn't happen very often, but you can come across somebody on your family tree that is either famous or infamous for whatever reason.
Percival Overbury died in December 2015 in a nursing home in Stroud in Gloucestershire. Although there are no known photographs of Percival, he'd spent the majority of his life living in the tight-knit village of Whitminster and was a well-known local figure.
I remember him as a kind man, always immaculately dressed. Can never remember seeing him without a collar and tie. I can never remember seeing him without a suit.
Percival Overbury. Did you know Percival from his time living in Whitminster then? He died at the age of 96, and it was just a series of tragedies that led to the fact that he had no next of kin. Now, he also had no will, and that's the sadness of this tale, but it has brought about much more of it through the BBC's Air Hunters. With me now is Daniel Curran. He's a familiar face on the show and a professional probate genealogist from Finders International. What a lovely, interesting job you have, Daniel. I love all that. Digging around and trying to find out, you know, the history of someone.
Yes, it's endlessly fascinating. Even 27 years later, I'm still intrigued by the cases vary enormously, and this one was just one of those fascinating ones. Once we started digging around and uncovering the extended family of Percival.
I mean, obviously, it's just terrible circumstances that he lost both wives, two children, and his brother all died before him. He outlived them all.
Yeah, I mean, he lived to a good age, of course, but even so, you don't expect to outlive your children in the normal course of events. But, you know, as the neighbour said there on the clip, he was a very well-respected and immaculately dressed person. The nice thing about the show as well, from Finder's point of view, is that we get to hear more about the social history, because in the normal course of events, we're basically confirming a legal process as to who inherits the estate. But the beauty of Air Hunters is that it expands on it, and you discover things about the family and the social history and everything else, which we otherwise would never know about.
Yeah. So what did you know or find out about Percival's life? First, what did you know about Percival's life?
Well, we didn't know a great deal, because our information is mainly confined to key dates and places of life events, birth, marriage and death. We, as you say, the both his wives predeceased him, his children predeceased him, his brother died in the Second World War without having any children. So that meant that the extended family would then potentially inherit, if there were any. And with on researching his mother's side and his father's side, his father's family, the Overbury family, on his mother's side, the Burt family, we ended up tracing 46 heirs to this estate.
Wow. bingo. Overbury, despite sort of sounding not the most common name, is actually a fairly common Gloucestershire name. Did that hold you up at all, or not really?
No, we found that we find these things out quite quickly, actually. We have all sorts of weird names, very, you know, for us, not common names. We had the surname Eek once, E-K-E, which... hardly any in the rest of the country, but thousands in Cornwall. So this does happen from time to time, a very local name. You then have to piece together who belonged to which family, how they're connected, and whether they're relevant to the case. So you order a lot of documentation, check through it all, make sure you've got the right connections, and then work through to find living heirs.
Yeah, what you don't know along the way is, you know, what connections you're going to find. Now, what you did find in this instance was a connection to Joe Meek, our own Joe Meek. And he was what connection then, as a Ivor Novello-willing producer, the late Joe Meek, what was the connection with
one of Percival's aunts married Mr. Meek, and they had several children. And amongst them was Robert George, or otherwise known as Joe Meek. who went on to, ironically, actually, his studio and where he lived and worked, which is even more coincidental, really, is about half a mile from our office in Shoreditch. She was in Holloway Road and close to where I live as well. So it's quite an amazing, you know, we ended up going from Gloucestershire back to London and ended up half a mile down the road from where we are at Joe Meek's studio in North London.
Yeah, and they were cousins.
Yeah, had Joe had any children, his children would have inherited his share of the estate. But we went on to as I say, we have just names and dates, so we didn't really know much about Joe that it was Joe because he's born as Robert George.
Yeah.
But then, of course, we went on to contact his nephew, who gave us a lot more information, and we uncovered this amazing connection.
Yeah, well, we're going to hear from Robert in a minute. So now you found how many heirs again in the end?
46 heirs, 46 lucky recipients.
Is that unusually large amount? It sounds huge compared to what's normal.
Well, actually, once you go into extended families, you know, you're looking for cousins or their issue or, you know, descendants of uncles and aunts. It's not that large a number. It's quite a normal number. Probably 30 to 50 is quite normal for that extended family. Because you have to remember that if someone passes away, their share is passed to their children and so on and so on. So it doesn't end under English law. And you have to descend the line until you reach how we phrase it as the line has terminated. In other words, there's no children, you have a bachelor or a spinster. And occasionally, of course, the whole family tree dies out and it all goes to the crown.
Yeah, which sort of chokes in the gullet of many a person. So you kind of hope you want somebody, you know, some relative, however, you know, long it takes to receive, you know, the money.
Well, funnily enough, the law in Scotland is much more generous. They can descend issue of great uncles and aunts of the deceased and so on.
Oh.
So they very rarely have a case that will genuinely vest in the crown up there, because that, you know, you can keep looking.
Just keep looking.
Whereas we stop at the most distant relative that can inherit on intestacy, where there's no will, is descendants of half-blood uncles and aunts. So beyond that, if it all dies out, the Queen or the Prince Charles in some jurisdictions is the lucky recipient.
Wow. One of those heirs that was found was Robert Meek. There's the clue in the name there, who's in our Stoke studio. Hello, good morning to you, Robert. Nice to speak to you. When did you first hear about Percival?
Well, I got a phone call from Ryan from Finders. I can remember it well. It was an early Friday afternoon, and I actually thought it was a wind-up when I first got the phone call. But when he went more in-depth with it, apparently Percival was one of my relatives. I never actually knew him myself.
No, you'd not heard the name, you didn't know him?
No, I knew nothing about the man. My cousins, they did know Percival, David and Sandra, but I had no recollection of the man.
Wow. So, you obviously, as you say, you don't expect that kind of phone call. You don't expect many phone calls nowadays in life, do you? But you certainly don't expect a phone call with that kind of story attached to it. And it is a really quite a sad story on many levels, isn't it?
It's a very sad story, but it's also a very nice phone call to get.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to make you a little bit richer. But, yeah, it's a very sad story. The fact that he only lived 20 miles from where I was born, and I never actually knew him. So he died on his own, and there were relatives not that far from him, really.
Yeah. And so what's you're a Meek, obviously, as well. So what's your connection to Joe, then?
Well, I'm actually Robert George Meek. I was named after Joe.
Yeah, because he was Robert when he was born, yeah.
Yeah, he was my uncle.
So
he was
your
dad's
uncle?
Brother.
Yeah. Right. Did you know him at all, or were you born afterwards? Yeah.
I was born in 64, he died in 67, so...
Yeah, so it was just too much there. Proud of the connection, though, I imagine?
Yeah, very proud of the connection. He was obviously a very talented man. They tell me that what he did for the record industry... you know, he was a pioneer.
He was. I mean, it was extraordinary. And if you dig into his life, anyone who hasn't done so up till now, it's amazing what he was doing in the most, you know, crazy ways. He was doing, well, in the lack of technology, didn't hold him back at all. He would record, you know, in loos or back, whatever it would took, wasn't it, to make that sound right. So very clever guy.
Yeah, well, the story goes that when he did have either right, that they recorded it back, and the Honeycombs were obviously happy with it, and he said, no, there's something missing. and apparently you made them go up into the loft and stamp their feet down on the floorboards.
Yeah.
And if you listen to it, you can hear it going right the way through the record.
Fantastic. So you're going to get a share of the £325,000 estate. I appreciate there's a lot of you having to share that, but do you know what you're going to do with it?
I'm getting my back garden done, and I'm going to call it the Percival Overbury Garden because, well, it's money for nothing really for me. I mean, I didn't even know the man, but it's just, you know, it's really sad.
Yeah.
It's really sad he died the way that he did.
Yeah. But at least he would be remembered in your garden.
He will be remembered in my garden.
I love that. Thank you very much. Let's go back to Daniel a moment from the BBC Air Hunters then. This is really interesting story for us particularly, but I guess this is day-to-day life for you, isn't it? Do you ever get to a point where you're stuck and you think, oh, I can't get any further with this, why is it grind to a halt, or is it always pretty straightforward for you after all these years?
There's a mixture. I mean, you have worldwide connections, of course, which come up more and more. We find people in, you know, Ukraine, Poland, Germany, all over the world, USA. So we're getting lots of connections from around the world. And there is, you wouldn't believe the number of weird and wonderful stories we have. I must write a book one
yeah,
day.
You
but
really should. Seriously.
Yeah, and the stories are quite incredible. And, you know, life sometimes is stranger than fiction with the way that these things pan out. As Robert said there, it's a shame. People often say it's a shame I never knew the guy, only lived up the road. But it's not anyone's fault. There's no blame going on. It's the fact that families drift apart. Bigger families often drift apart more often.
We move a lot further now as well, don't we?
Yeah, so you can't really, you know, it is theoretically sad, but there's no reason to think that Percival had a tragic life himself. He wasn't in touch with any family, but as we saw on Air Hunters this morning, it was you know, there was lots of people around who knew him and cared for him.
Yeah, yeah, and he's going to have his little memorial garden in the way. I love that with Robert Mead. Well, it's fascinating. Thank you very much for talking to us about it. If you missed it, the BBC Air Hunters episode featuring Percival Overbury's story is on the iPlayer at the moment, the BBC iPlayer, so you can sort of catch up with that and see how it all pans out and the connections with Joe Meek as well.